The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Basra, Daf Samech Dalet, and we have two lines from the bottom of Daf Samech Gimel Amid Beis, moving along the beginning of Perek HaMoicher HaSabayis. So the last Gemara that we learned, a Gemara that began at the two dots on Daf Samech Gimel Amid Beis, was a statement that was made by Rav Dimi Min HaHardah. The Gemara said that at first glance, Rav Dimi Min HaHardah seemed to be saying something that's before in a Mishnah on Daf Samech Dalet Amud Aleph, the Mishnah that we're going to learn momentarily. What was the statement? Hayman de Mazbon Lebeis Lechavri, somebody that sells a house to his friend. Afal Gaf de Kosav Le Umke Veruma, even if he writes in the contract that I'm not just selling a house to you, but I'm including in it Umke, the depths of the property, veruma, and the heights of the property. It doesn't matter in that you're still not going to acquire with the house a boir or a dos, any ditch that may be on the piece of property. Meaning, you would have thought that even if the boir is not included in the sale, but if you said, mefurish, that you're including umka, the depths, shouldn't that mean l'rabois the boir? Said Rav Dimi Min HaHardah, no. That even if you wrote umka veruma, still, if you want to be makna, a bar in the dos, tzarech lemichtavle, you would have to be more explicit. You would have to say, kani lecha mitahayim rabav adrei merkia. If you say that, then you're going to get the bar v'dos. So just saying umka veruma doesn't get you the bar v'dos. Saying nothing certainly doesn't get you the bar v'dos. You know how you can include the bar v'dos in the sale? If you write mitahayim ara adrei merkia, in that case, you would get the bar v'dos. My time, Rav Dimi explained, umka veruma bestadon lekani. Because when somebody sells a house, min astam, he doesn't get the ground that's underneath the house, nor does he get the ear space that's above the house. So it's for that reason, when you say that I'm including in the sale umka veruma, ahani umka veruma, those words work lemitna umka veruma, for the buyer to be able to get the ground underneath the house and the ear space above the house, not to include the bar v'dos. So therefore, it's only if you add additional language, such as time ara adrei merkia, that you would get the bar v'dos. Otherwise, you would not get the bar v'dos. In short, what Rav Dimi Min HaHardah was saying was really two things. Number one, he was saying that if somebody sells a house stam and he doesn't add any language, the buyer does not get the ground underneath the house, nor does he get the ear space above the house. That was the first chiddush he was saying. It's for that reason, if the seller would write in the contract that I'm selling you the house plus umka veruma, it's only then that you would get the space underneath and above the house. But otherwise, you wouldn't get it. Additionally, the second halacha that Rav Dimi Min HaHardah was saying was that if somebody sells a house, even if he writes umka veruma, the buyer does not get a bar v'dos. The only way the buyer would get the bar v'dos is if he added additional language. He would say, I'm giving you mitahayim arav adroim rakiya. And the two chidushim of Rav Dimi, it says the Gemara, really tali zeh bezeh. It's dafka because when you sell a house stam, you don't include in the sale the umka veruma, that when you say that I'm adding the umka veruma, that you don't get the bar v'dos. Because you need the umka veruma to give the person the umka veruma. Thus, it's not extra to include in the sale the bar v'dos. The Gemara again asked, it seems to be mefurish in the Mishnah, and the Gemara said it's not mefurish in the Mishnah, regardless tashma. So the Gemara from here until the Mishnah is going to debate this halacha of Rav Dimi. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah said, amichar sabayis, loy machar es hayetziyah, v'loy machar es hachedesh shalufnim emenu, that was a storage room, v'loy es hagag bezman sheyesh loy makah gvoy asar tfachim. If the gag had a makah that was 10 tfachim tall, which every gag has to have, v'sisa magah l'gagecha, the halacha is that it's not included in the sale. What's the kasha? V'isol g'day tach bestomach koni umke v'rumo. If you're going to tell me that minastah, when a person sells a house, included in the sale is the property underneath the house and the ear space above the house, kikavoyot. Why should the roof not be included? It must be, because the room is really not included in the sale. The room is not included in the sale. That's why the Mishnah said, it's a riot to Rav Dimi. Meaning, minastam, when you sell a house, you're not selling the umka veruma. You'd have to say umka veruma to include the umka veruma. Thus, umka veruma is not extra to be marba bar vados. The only way you get the bar vados is if you add on top of that mitahay mara ad roim rokia. But the Gemara says it's not muchach because it could be our Mishnah is not just talking about ear space. What's our Mishnah talking about? A roof that has a fence that's 10 tefachim tall. It's a living quarter. Kiven de gavaya asara tefachim chashiv. So that's already different. It's for that reason it's not included in the sale. Meaning, don't bring a riot from our Mishnah that ear space is not included. It could be ear space is included. And you don't have to say mitahoy mara. You don't have to say umka veruma. Thus, if you do say umka veruma, maybe it is l'rabbis bar vados. Aye, the Mishnah says the gag is excluded. Yeah, we're talking about a gag that was like a living room. That type of gag would be excluded. I'm going to Rabashi Tashma, I'll bring you a different right. I'm a Rish Lokish. So you say, Meres, I'm Richa Bayes Chaveiro. We discussed this Gemara yesterday at length. Somebody sells that bias to his friend. But Amalendi told him, I'm a Nashi, do you know Shali? And there was a roof that had a Maka, Gevoya Asar, Tvachin. That roof that the Mishnah said is excluded in an ordinary sale. Over here, the Meicher spelled it out in the contract. Now, ordinarily, if you look at a regular legal document, the lawyers will write things that are understood, everybody realizes are either included or excluded, and the lawyers can write it anyways, simply because you just want to make it abundantly clear. But in halacha, it's not always so posh, or at least once upon a time. It wasn't always so posh that people would state the obvious. So if you were stating something, an idea, like we saw yesterday, Eina da Maitzi Dvar of Lebatala, it usually meant l'rabbi something. So Shlokish said, if somebody sells a bias l'chaveira and he tells him, I want to keep the roof that has the makkah, that's gvoya asara tvach. Being that you didn't have to say that, because the Mishnah says, amoycher sabayis, loy mocher esagag, the halach is dutel yoyna shaloy. He keeps the dutel yoyna, but he has more rights in it that he would ordinarily get. Meaning, without saying anything, you would keep the dutel yoyna. By you saying that almanas, that I keep the dutel, you know, you have to get more than just the dutel. If I'm reading my hilch, so what's that extra that you get? That if you want to take zizin, beans, and you want to protrude it into the airspace of the chatzar, it's something you have a right to do. Ordinarily, you wouldn't have a right to do that because you sold the bias, you sold the chatzar. It's only because you added language that you have a right to do that. Rapapa said, in the event that the roof breaks down, even though in Perek HaBayis Valiyah, and the Masechtas Bava Metziah, it was Mashma, you would have a right to rebuild it. Here the assumption is, HaMecher Sabayis, LeMecher Sagag, you would not have a right to rebuild it. If you say, Almanas, Shedyutel, Yoyne Shali, in that case, you do have a right to rebuild it. So Ahanile, this extra language that he didn't really have to say, Eino the Moitz Dvar Vatala, he means to give himself something. What is he keeping? He's keeping the rights not only to the roof, according to Rapapa, but even if the roof comes down, you has a right to go and rebuild it. What's the Gemara's kasha? It sounds like he had to say, Almanas Shadyutel Yoyne Shali, in order for him to maintain the ear space of this roof. Now, if you're going to tell me that minastam, when somebody sells a house, he didn't sell the ear space on top. He didn't sell the umka veruma. The only time the umka veruma is included in the sale is if he says umka veruma. That was Rav Dimi's chiddush. But minastam, it's not included. That's what Rav Dimi said. You want to include the umka veruma, you have to say it. You want to include the bar vados, you can't just say umka veruma, because umka veruma got you the ear space. You would have to say mitoim ara ad rum rakia. But the point is that if you're going to tell me that the umka veruma is not included, it means, look at it from the meicher standpoint, who owns the ruma? Who owns the umka? The meicher does. So lomali almanas, why do you have to say almanas to give you this extra benefit, according to Rapapa, which is that if it comes down, you can rebuild it. Essentially, airspace. You anyways own the airspace. So why do you have to something extra? The Teretz says it sounds like, minastam, you gave it away. That's why you have to add language in order to keep it. Sokta Gemara, no, it's not true. Hanile al-minasti nafal hadabanile. You're confusing airspace and the rights to rebuild the roof. Rav Papa wasn't discussing airspace. Airspace, that Rav Dimi discussed. What Rav Papa was saying was, if the roof came down, these quarters somehow were destroyed, and now you want to rebuild it. So that's already a separate shaila. That has nothing to do with the discussion of Rav Dimi min Aharda. That's something that ordinarily the Meicher would not have the right to maintain. If he says, Almanas, Shediyutahel Yoina Shali, over there the halach is going to be that he maintains earspace rights to the extent that even if it's nafal, hader bani lo. So it's a little bit technical. I mean, obviously, the beginning of this parak is extremely technical. So we're discussing the meicher keeping the roof, keeping the airspace above the roof, being able to take zizin and protrude it from the side of his roof. If the roof caves, are you going to be allowed to rebuild it? That's all on the ruma side. Then on the umka side, we've been discussing the ground that's underneath the house. We're discussing a ditch such as a bar vidus. Bottom line is, did you sell it stam? Did you say umka veruma? Did you say tahim arav adurum rakia? So you have to go through this gemara like a mensch to fully appreciate and take in all the different variables, but that, in short, is the sugya. Either way, we've been discussing halacha. If somebody sells a bias, lemachar sabar v'loya sados, what if you added extra language? It was all really coming from a Mishnah. Even Rav Dibi Ben Arda's statement, the Gemara asked the kasha, is a mefurish a Mishnah. Where is that Mishnah? Mishnah we're about to learn, so we're going backwards. Loya sabar v'loya sados, amichar sabayas. So the first Mishnah said, lemachar sayitziya, v'lemachar sachedash alifnimei menu, v'lemachar sagag, bisman sheyesh lemaka gvoya asaritvach. In addition to that, he didn't sell any bar or dust. The Gemara is going to tell us what exactly the distinction is between a bar and a dust. And afa pisha kasav loy umkaveruma, even if you said umkaveruma, which at first glance seems to be Rabbi Ben Arda, because umkaveruma, you need a right to get your umkaveruma. Thus, it's not extra lashon to get you the bar v'dus. If you'd say to ara adren rakia, then you'd even get the bar v'dus. But as we saw, the Gemara didn't know the way to learn the Mishnah. Additionally, so you now had this house, you sold it. You sold the house, you sold the chatzah. The person that bought it didn't get the bar v'dos. So who owns the bar v'dos? The meicher does. Here's the question. How do I get to my bar v'dos? I own a bar and a dos smack in the middle of a property that I just sold. I need an easement. I need rights to be able to walk through the property to get it. The shaila is, do I have to buy those rights? Or is it implied that if in this sale I excluded the bar v'dos, together with that I must have excluded from myself a way to be able to get to my bar v'dos? Because what am I going to do with a bar v'dos if I have no way of getting there? So, do you say all you maintained was the bar v'dos, but you don't have rights to get to the bar v'dos? If you want to go to your bar v'dos, that's a separate transaction. You're going to have to buy back the rights from your lekeach in order to be able to get there because you sold it. Or do you say, no, it's implied that if I maintain for myself the bar v'dos, I maintain an ability to get to the bar v'dos. So I would not have to go buy a way for me to be able to get there. So the Mishnah, it's a machlokes tana. V'tzorech likach leiderech, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that once you sell the property, even though you maintain the bar v'dos, if you want to get to the bar v'dos, that's a separate thing. You would have to buy yourself a way to get there. The chachamim say, ain't it tzorech likach leiderech. It doesn't make any sense. If I kept the bar v'dos for myself, I should be able to get to my bar v'dos. Rabbi Akiva is moed, b'zman shalom lichutz me'elu. Let's say the seller who sold the house said mefurish, I'm not including the bar v'dos. In that case, ain't tzarech likach derech. Then you wouldn't have to. Why? Because you didn't have to say that you're not selling the bar v'dos. Because the bar v'dos is anyways not included in the sale. Layas habar v'layas hados. So obviously you're keeping for yourself additional rights that you otherwise wouldn't have. What are those additional rights? The derech. So minastam tzarech likach derech, divrei Rabbi Akiva. But if you say mefurish that I'm not selling the bar v'dos, that's something you didn't have to say. Obviously, you were coming to keep something extra for yourself. What's that extra? The derech. Another halacha. What if you sold not your property, but you sold the bar v'dos? So the ratio the Mishnah is discussing, where there's a piece of property, it's a bar v'dos, you sold the property. Whether you also didn't sell a derech or no, you sold everything but the actual bar v'dos. You want a derech, you have to buy it back from the lekeach. The same thing the Mishnah is discussing, what if in the reverse, I sold the bar v'dos, but I kept the property for myself. So now the person that bought the bar v'dos, does he also have to buy a derech? Or do we assume that included in the sale, when he bought the bar v'dos, was a path to be able to get to the bar v'dos? Same exact machloikis, but in the reverse. In the ratio, you sold the property, you maintained the bar v'dos. The question is, Does the meicher have to buy back from the lekeach aderech? Over here, you sold the bar v'dus, you maintained the property. The question is, the lekeach that bought the bar v'dus, does he have to buy a derech or not? Rabbi Kiva Omer, same lacha in its arach likach lederech. We assume that whoever has the bar v'dus also has a derech. You don't have to buy a derech. The chachamim say tzarech likach loy derech. Yos Ravina v'kakashol, the Ravina was sitting down and he had the following question: Hainu bar, hainu dos. So we keep on talking about a bar v'dus as if we know what they are. Fake the Gemara, Ravina. What's a bar? What's a dus? A bar is a ditch. A dus, I guess Ravina thought, was also a ditch. So what's the difference? Amalei Rava Tosfot, Ravina, Tosh Matanya. The echad abar bechad adus. Bekarka. Each one is in the ground. Ella shabar bechafira. The bar is chafira, meaning you just dug a ditch. Vadus bebinyan. The dus is where you dig a hole and then you build walls inside the actual ditch. So usually when you think of a ditch, you just think of hard afar, hard ground. You dig, and then you're going to have yourself a ditch. But if you have like ofer tichayach, let's say you have softer, weicher sand. So if you just dig, it's going to come crashing down. You're not going to be able to maintain it. So what they would do is they would build a wall, put real walls inside the ground. Essentially, you'd have a ditch. The difference is there were man-made walls, real walls, made out of stone inside the ground. So they're very similar. Bar, dus. They're synonymous with each other. They're just a little bit different. Shabur bechafira vados bebin yas ravashi bekakash. Ravashi sat down like Ravina and Ravashi of Talmud Bavli fame, and he had the same question. Hainu bar, hainu dos. Amalei makshisha breiter of chizul Ravashi toshma. The tanya echad bar bechadus bekarka. They're both in the ground. Elish shabur bechafira vados bebin. The bar is bechafira. You just dug. The dos is bebin. Rashbam says that. Now that we know the definitions between bar v'dos, we can appreciate maybe why the Mishnah had to say lo yas habar v'lo yas hados, because you could have argued, had it said just one and not the other, that maybe the other one would be excluded. Meaning, had the Mishnah said lo yas habar, you would have thought maybe the dos is included. It's just the bar that's not. And the Mishnah said lo yas hados, you would have thought maybe it's just the dos that's not included. But the bar, yeah. Why? Says Rashbam, because you could say a svara either way. On the one hand, the fact that the dos is a binyan, that makes it more similar to a bias. Chod tashmishta, the svar is that the Gemara said in the beginning of the parak. So being that it's more similar to the bias, you would think the bar, which is so dissimilar to the bias, it's a ditch, it's not a bias, that's excluded from the sale. But a dus, that's a binyan, it's very similar to the bias, maybe that's included. Mitzacheni, you could argue, being that the dus is a binyan, it's very separate. It's a different structure, like the yitzia. It's a binyan cheni. Oh, it's a separate binyan. That's why it's not included. But the bar, which doesn't have walls, it's not a real binyan. Maybe not. Either way, zil hachi v'zil hachi. You can tweak it this way. You can spin it that way. The Mishnah wanted to be very, very clear. Loy es habar, the loy es hados. Metzorach likach leiderach de Rebbe Kiva. The chachamim maimrin ein etzorach. So the next halach in the Mishnah was a machlik, so kivin the chachamim. This bar and dusta was not included in the sale. Meaning it belongs to the Meicher. How's the Meicher going to get this bar v'dos? According to Rabbi Akiva, it's a good question. You want to get it, you're going to have to buy rights to it. The Chachamim say that if I maintain the bar v'dos, naturally I maintained an ability for me to be able to get to the bar v'dos. According to Rabbi Akiva, tzorach likach leiderech. According to the Chachamim, ein tzorach. So, my lab, the Hokim, if we get first glance, it would appear that the Machlokes is as follows. Rabbi Akiva, sub Rabbi Akiva holds Meicher b'ayin yafa Meicher. Then when somebody sells something, he sells it b'ayin yafa v'rabbonon savri, the Rabbonon hold Meicher b'ayin ra Meicher. When somebody sells something, he sells it b'ayin ra. Rabbi Akiva holds you sell b'ayin yafa. So the person that bought the property got b'ayin yafa. He even has the path to get to the bar v'dos. I maintain the bar v'dos for myself. You're right, but you sold the property by ayin yafa, and you're going to have to buy back the rights. The chachamim hold meicher by ayin ra meicher, and says the gemara geshmak udik kamrina nami ba'alma. This that you find in Shas that Rabbi Akiva l'tame, the gemara will sometimes say Rabbi Akiva l'shitase da'ama meicher by ayin yafa meicher. It is shitas Rabbi Akiva who always holds meicher by ayin yafa mehacha. This would seem to be a very obvious makar. Meaning, we know in Shas, Rabbi Akiva is always the one that holds Meicher b'ayin yafa. Where did Rabbi Akiva say Meicher b'ayin yafa? Gevaldik. Bava basra, samach talanam and aleph. This Mishnah. V'tzorach likach loy derech. But either way, says the Gemara, it would seem at first glance, the machloikis, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, isn't just a local machloikis regarding a Meicher es habayis, loy mach es habar ves hados, tzorach likach loy derech anat. But rather, it's a more global machloikis. It's a machloikis that has ramifications throughout Shas. Every time you sell something and there's some ambiguity in the sale, do we assume that you were meicher b'ayin yafa Or do we assume that you were meicher ba'ayin ra? The Rashbam tells us one place where you find this, cheskes habatim, le'il, lamed zayin amabes, regarding someone who was machar ilonos, the shayer karka lefanov. It comes up later on that peyal of amid base, but there's different places in Shas where you find this machloikis, which at first glance seems to have nothing to do with a meicher sabayis, like machar sabar v'sados. That's all if our Mishnah is discussing something very, very specific. But if it's a more general machloikis, so that it's a sif cotton in a more general shmooze, says the Gemara, be very geshmak, that this may be the makar of this Rabbi Akiva that we know, who holds moichar b'ayin yafa, but the Gemara says it's not mochach mimai. Dilma, it could be baha pligi. The machlekes is something more specific. Meaning it could be this machlekes does not have these global ramifications that the Gemara is suggesting. But rather, it's something more specific regarding this particular Mishnah. The Kiva Sabre, the Kiva holds, Ein adam roitz sashita moisav yitzesu acherim. It makes sense, Pashit, in this Mishnah, to assume that the buyer bought all the property, even the path to get to the Barvados, so that if the Meicher, who owns the Barvados, wants to get to the Barvados, he's going to have to buy the property back. Because a person usually would not spend money and then have people trample all over his property. So if the Meicher is going to maintain rights to get to the Barvados, he's going to naturally have to walk through the property that belongs to the Lekech. It's unusual that I would spend money and then have you be able to walk all over my property. Rabbanon Savri, the Rabbanon hold, they sold the Faker Tesvara. It doesn't make sense that I, even though I'm getting money, I'm selling my house, I'm getting something for it, but at the end of the day, I still need to get to my Barvados. So how am I going to get to Yifrich Ba'aver? So you could look at it from the Lekeach standpoint. Why would I pay for something and then have you walk through my property? You could look at it from the Meicher standpoint. Why would I maintain rights to a Barvados and not be able to get there? Do you want to look at it from the Lekeach standpoint? You want to look at it from the Meicher standpoint? You could look at it one way, you could look at it the other way. That was the Machlekes, Rabbi Akiva the Chachamim. The Chachamim looked at it from the Lekeach standpoint. Rabbi Akiva looked at it from the Meicher standpoint. But at the end of the day, or the opposite, Rabbi Akiva looked at it from the Lekeach standpoint, and the Chachamim looked at it from the Meicher standpoint. But at the end of the day, it could be it has nothing to do with this general shayla of Meicher Bayin Yafa, Meicher Bayin Ra. It could be it's very specific svaras in a case where you're going to own property, I'm going to own the Barvados. In Svara, you could argue it makes sense that you would have never bought it had I had rights to go through it. But then again, I would have never sold it if I didn't have rights to go through. You could look at it either way. That could be is the machlokes. But the Gemara says that that would make a lot of sense to explain the first machlokes of Kibbut HaKham in the Mishnah. But Kibbut HaKham argued in the Mishnah twice. That would be Seifa. What was the Seifa? Machron La'acha. So you have to hold cup here. The Seifa was where you sold not the property, you sold the Barvados. So the person that buys is not buying property. He's buying Barvados. And it was the same Machlokes. Rabbi Kiva says, the person that bought the Barvados, he keeps the Derech. The Chachamim say, Tzarech. You have to. Said the Gemara, what's the Machlokes? L'chura. Over here, it zikr has to be Meicher Ba'ayin Yafa or Meicher Ba'ayin Ra. Why? Because he can't tell me the Machlokes is what we thought it was previously. Because that all made sense. Let's look at it from Rabbi Akiva's standpoint. Rabbi Akiva was the one that said that tzorech likach loy derech, when you sell the property but you maintain the Barbados, because a person would never buy a piece of property if it meant that somebody else was going to walk through it. That made sense in the ratio when the buyer is buying the property. But in this case, the buyer is not buying the property. He's buying the Barbados. So no one's walking through his property. He doesn't own the property. So why are we necessarily giving him the derech? Because he would have never bought it if it meant somebody was going to walk through his property. That was in the other case when the buyer bought the property. The meicher keeps the Barvados. The meicher is going to walk through his property. He would have never agreed to such a sale. But over here, you're buying the Barvados. The question is, do I also have the derech or not? So I paid. Can I walk through your derech? Is the shayla. Not, are you going to walk through mine? So the svara that the Gemara said initially, to be doicha, that lav dafka, Rabbi Akiva holds meicher ba'ayin yafa, doesn't work. And the same is true in the Chachamim. So the svaras hamachloikis that the Gemara suggested may be what Rabbi Akiva the Chachamim are arguing. To be doicha and say that they're not arguing meicher ba'ayin yafa, meicher ba'ayin ra, it works in the resha. But the svaras don't work in the seifa. So how are you going to learn the seifa? Must be the shayla in the seifa is meicher ba'ayin yafa, meicher ba'ayin ra. But the Gemara says, could be not. Dilma b'hat pligi, Rabbi Akiva sava basar daita de lekeach azlinon, Rabbanan savri basar daita de meicher azlinon. It could be, again, the machloikis is not meicher ba'ayin yafa, meicher ba'ayin ra. The machloikis is also not what we suggested initially to be doicha the raya from the resha. What then is the machloikis? The machloikis is, in a case like this, where you can easily argue that it makes sense that the meicher would have maintained the rights to the barvados. It also, you can easily argue from the lekeach standpoint that if he was going to buy the barvados, he was also going to buy the derech. Whether we assume that the umdana is, when two people sit at a contract, that the have in mind that the meicher should get the better end of the deal, or they have in mind that the lekeach should get the better end of the deal. But it's only when there's two ways to look at it. You could look at it from a meicher standpoint, you could look at it from a lekeach standpoint. There's a real svara to assume that the derech was included, and there's a real svara to assume that the derech wasn't included. When you have these two conflicting svaras, it could be there's a machloikis, basadaita the meicher, basadaita the lekeach. Again, we're all working with umdinas over here. Two people sitting on a closing, and no one's doing a lot of talking. And they don't have good lawyers either. So there's just a lot of confusion. What's being sold, what's not being sold. So some umdina we have to work with. So you can argue an umdina that everybody understands that a buyer who pays money for a barvados is going to have a derech to get to the barvados. Then again, everybody understands that if I'm going to maintain the piece of property, I'm not going to want this buyer to walk through my property. So basa meicher or basa lekeach? What's the ikas for? But it could be it has nothing to do with meicher bayin yof or meicher bayin ra. Meicher bayin yof or meicher bayin ra, you would find even in cases where there aren't such distinct svaras to support the meicher and such distinct svaras to support the lekeach. Regardless, the Gemara was deicha the raya from the resha, the Gemara was deicha the raya from the seifa. Even though at first glance it would seem to be such a convenient way to explain the machloikis in our Mishnah, meicher bayin yof and meicher bayin ra, it's definitely not. But the Gemara says, "Velam yof, maybe I'll bring you a raya from a Mishnah later in the parak." The Mishnah over there is discussing not a meicher as a bias, but rather a meicher as a sada. And it's the same halach. Le macher lo yasabar, v'lo yasagas. So you didn't include the bar. Not just that, the meicher, if he wants to be able to get to his bar that wasn't included when he sold the sada, he'd have to buy rights. No, you don't have to buy a derech. It's the same machloikis, Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. Why the Mishnah have to chazer over the machloikis? You know why the Mishnah chazer over the machloikis? To teach me a chiddush in the svaras of machloikis. Why would we have to know the svaras of machloikis? Because it has nafkaminas in other areas in Shas. Rabbi Kiva, Sava Meicher Bayin Yafa Meicher, Rabbanan Savi Meicher Bayin Ra Meicher. Meaning, even if from our Mishnah itself, it's not Muchach, this machloikis Rabbi Kiva in the Chachamim, but argues the Gemara, from the second Mishnah, maybe it's Muchach. Because why do you need the second Mishnah for? The second Mishnah is probably coming to teach me a krayas, something that I wouldn't know from the first. The only thing I don't know is the svaras amachloikis. So maybe that's the Mishnah Yisera, that the svaras amachloikis, Rabbi Kiva in the Chachamim, is meicher bayin yof and meicher bayin ra. But the Gemara says, v'doma, no, could be not. Could be, I need the Mishnah. You know why? Because the first Mishnah was talking about a meicher as a bayis. The second Mishnah is talking about a meicher as a sada. Maybe a meicher as a bayis and a meicher as a sada are different. V'doma ashminan bayis, v'kamashmo and sada. V'tzricha, why would you need both? Yeah, bayis had it said bayis. So let's look at it from Biakiva's standpoint. Mishnah debayis niusa. It makes sense that if I sold you a bayis, I kept the barvados, I don't have rights to walk through it. Why? Because from the lekeach standpoint, I don't want you walking through my bias. Therefore, if I want the barvados, or if I want to get there, either I buy it or yifrach ba'av. Aval sada, where people don't do such private things in their field, there's no svar of tznios in Malay. I'm not walking through your house, I'm just walking through your field. Okay, nishkeferlach. V'yesh minan sadan, had we had Rabbi Kiva's halacha by sadan, mishum lekash le davsha. Because although people aren't as concerned about privacy, but if you walk on somebody's field, you can ruin the crops. You walk in somebody's chotzer, you're not really ruining anything. So you could say, svaras this way, svaras that way, that's why the Mishnah had to say it. So you can't tell me that Mishnah is a Mishnah Yesera to teach me the svaras amachloikis, the time of the Rabbi Akiva is meicher bayin yof meicher. It's not buchach. Maybe the pshan in that Mishnah is to teach me that this machloikis from Kiva the Chachamim applies not only to a meicher sabayis, but it applies to a meicher sasada as well. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elamis seif. You know what the ray is? From the seif of the second Mishnah. The seif of the second Mishnah is exactly the seif of the first Mishnah. It discusses machron la'achar. You sold a bar in a sada to somebody else. Rabbi Kiva, ayme ein itzarf likechlei derech. The person that buys the bar doesn't have to buy a derech. The chachamim ayme itzarf. Hasul amali. Why do I need that? And don't tell me I need it to tell me that this machloikis applies not only to a bayis, but also to a sada. Because I know that already from the resha of the second Mishnah. Haynahach. El alav hakam ash malon. The seifa of the second Mishnah, that's the Mishnah Yesera. That's where we know that the beer in the Machloikis, Rabbi Kiva in the Chachamim, is this Rabbi Akiva Latameh throughout Shas. Rabbi Kiva Sava Meicher Bayin Yofa Meicher, for Rabbanan savar moicher ba'ayin ram moicher shma mi.